What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
And welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and before we get to the story, I want to let you know that we started up a Facebook group, a private one, so you can communicate with other parents and fans and share things that you don't really want all of Facebook to see, especially if it has to do with your kids. Any of you kids that have drawn What If World art, we are starting an art contest. Get your parents' help to take a photo of it, or make a scan of it, or mail it to our P.O. box. We'll share any of the artwork you want on our Facebook page. And one piece of art will be chosen at random to inspire a story in June. So kids get drawing or sculpting or painting or coloring or whatever it is that you like to do, then get your parents' help to send it over to us. Okay. It's question time.
Hi, Mr. Eric. My name is Lyra. I'm 4 years old, and my favorite animal is cheetahs. And my what if question is, what if houses could fly? And what if butterflies could walk and talk? Thank you.
Lyra, that is an excellent question. That gives me so many characters to play around with in this story. We're going to add one more question from another child who likes cheetahs.
My name is Milo, and I like ninjas, and my what if question is, what if cheetahs could jump to the sky and never fall?
Bye, thank you.
All right, Milo, what a good idea. Now I get to throw in a ninja, too. It's been a while. Okay. What if houses could fly, and butterflies could walk and talk, and cheetahs could jump the sky and never fall? Once upon a time, there was a young lady cheetah named Gentle, and all she could ever think about was running. Her coalition of cheetahs, that's what you call a group of them, like a pride of lions, and her coalition was the fastest on What If World. You see, daughter, we are born fast, which gives us many advantages. But there are still many skills a cheetah needs. Please, I think I know what a cheetah needs. A cheetah needs to be the best. She seemed to be trying to outrun the entire coalition. Gentle, do not run too far. You just don't want me to be faster than the rest of you. But I'm going to be the best. Gentle was young and her legs were long, and she had a full belly from the last hunt, and she felt invincible. As she lengthened her stride, the rest of the cheetahs fell behind. Ah, it's good to be the best. And as she outran the rest of the coalition, she got all the way out of the dry, sunny savanna and fell into the shadow of a mighty mountain. There seemed to be some figures dressed in black trying to scramble up its side. Oh, you all are so bad at climbing, Gentle said to the ninjas.
We climb as a team so that we may catch one another and grow stronger together.
What about your best ninja?
If you mean our best climber, that would be Milo Ninjilo. He is that little speck there halfway up the mountain.
And Gentle took off. After that little speck on the mountainside, the old ninja called after her.
But he has much to learn about being a good ninja.
She scrambled up faster than any of the other ninjas until that little speck of a ninja in the distance was right in front of her.
Wow, you are so fast,
said Milo Ninjilo. I know, I'm the fastest.
It is good to have someone to climb beside. I have been lonely ever since.
Climb beside? I'm here to win, Milo. The ninja had claw-like tools on his hands, that helped him climb as fast as any cheetah she'd ever seen. But Gentle's belly was still half full of food, and her legs were long and her claws were sharp. And as she reached from stone to stone and scrambled up the mountainside...
Hey, where are you going? I thought we could be friends.
Oh, right. You just don't want to lose the climbing race.
Well, you have bested me. I guess it's time to return to my clan. It's so lonely up here.
Sorry, can't hear you from way up here,
said Gentle. Into Milo Ninjilo, she was little more than a spotted speck dashing up the mountainside. Her stomach gave a grumble, but it was still a quarter full as she burst through a patch of wildflowers near the top of the mountain.
Hey, watch it,
said a little butterfly, who seemed to be walking around on the ground.
You watch it, said Gentle. What business does a little butterfly have walking around on the top of a mountain? See, no butterfly ever flew up this far before, so I thought, Butterflyra, you're gonna be the first.
I don't get it. If you're the best butterflyer ever, then why are you walking around on the ground?
I'm just so tired, said Butterflyra. See, these flowers up here, they got hardly any nectar, and I don't know how I'm gonna fly all the way back down.
Back down? Never back down.
I don't think I follow. I know a whole kaleidoscope of butterflies back in the city, and I'm a long way from home.
So this is the highest any butterfly's ever gotten?
Yeah, the rest of my kaleidoscope never even left the city before.
Well, I bet I can fly higher.
Hey, I'm walking here. I'm too tired to fly. Besides, I miss my...
Now you might think they're at the top of a mountain. Where else is there to jump? But Gentle still had a quarter full belly of food. And with a stretch and a push and a leap, she was in the sky. Her jump kept going and going until she hit the clouds and broke through them too. She was still rising into her jump through the sky when a rocket ship House caught up with her.
I have never seen a cheetah fly so high, said Howie House.
Obviously, because I'm the only one to ever do it.
Do you know where you will land?
Land? Why would I land? If there are houses flying in the sky, I need to fly higher.
The only place higher than here is outer space.
Oh, you're afraid you can't jump all the way to outer space?
Yes, I am. The family who lives inside me are not trained astronauts. It would be very dangerous.
Well, as long as you have them weighing you down, you'll never keep up with me.
And just as they reached the tippity top of What If World's atmosphere, and Gentle reached the peak of her jump, she pushed off the house with everything she had left. Her tired muscles pulled, her empty stomach growled, but the jump was just enough to get her orbiting Earth.
Howie House had flown just a little bit into outer space to keep up with Gentle Cheetah.
I win! I win!
Gentle said, or at least she tried to say it, but she couldn't breathe. And she was so cold, and everything was going back to normal. It seemed Howie House had covered her in a little spare spacesuit just in the nick of time.
I cannot stay here in space with you. Shall I tow you back with me?
Yeah, so you can tell everyone you won the race?
As you wish, said Howie, floating back down toward What If World.
I can't believe it. I jumped so high that I'll never fall.
She looked down upon the world just then. The mighty mountain she had climbed, the savannah she had run across, the sea she had never seen.
Oh, I'm so hungry. The spacesuit's gotta have some tang in it or something.
Nope.
Well, the cheetahs will come get me.
But the savannah was so far away.
Well, if Milo Ninjilo climbs to the top of the mountain, then he'll see me up here.
But the mountain was just as small a speck as Milo had been.
Butterflyra, she'll fly up here and...
Oh, but she'd been headed home.
Oh, I'm so hungry and thirsty and a little lonely, but I'm the best. Howie,
but there was no sign of the house.
I don't know anything about outer space.
Hungry and thirsty and tired and alone, she drifted off to sleep. Wake up, Gentle. Wake up, my little cheetah.
Oh, I had the weirdest dream.
That you ran faster than a coalition of cheetahs?
Yeah.
And climbed faster than a clan of ninjas?
Yeah. And flew higher than any kaleidoscope of butterflies? Yeah.
And then got yourself stranded in outer space?
Yeah.
She rubbed at her eyes and saw her mother and Milo Ninjilo and Butterflyra and Howie House all around her as she lay in her spacesuit back in the savannah.
You are lucky that you met so many helpful strangers along the way.
Nah, I'm just lucky they all liked me for being the best.
Oh.
Well, for the next 3 months, you're going to be the best of staying right by my side.
Aw, Mom. You're lucky she doesn't break out the leash, Gentle.
Oh, a leash is a great idea.
I'll be good.
Yes, I bet you'll be the best at being good.
I left you all behind. How did you save me?
Maybe we shall teach you if you spend some time with our clan.
Yeah, you can fly with that kaleidoscope anytime.
I, however, will not be taking you back to outer space.
That's okay. I still think I have a lot to learn on this world.
And Gentle drifted back off to sleep. So, Butterflyra, about those leashes?
Oh yeah, I got red, green cheetah print.
How about a red and green cheetah print?
I know we just met, but that is a terrible idea.
Do you have leashes for baby houses?
The end.
All right, Lyra and Milo, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my editor and producer, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all those kids out there, not trying to be better than all the other kids, just making sure you're the best you can be.
That's enough work to keep you busy for life.
Until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to ICANN. The International Children's Arts Network is made possible by Hoffman Academy. Online piano lessons for kids. Learn more at hoffmanacademy.com.